My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
U.S. roads are getting more fuel efficient. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. As the year draws to a close, the auto industry has something to celebrate. New cars in the U.S. are seeing big improvements in fuel efficiency, and by extension, big reductions in planet-warming carbon dioxide emissions. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The average fuel efficiency of all new vehicles sold in the U.S. rose to a record 26 miles per gallon, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. That was in 2022. This year, the EPA says preliminary data indicates even more improvement, up to 27 miles per gallon. That's even as more Americans are opting for trucks and SUVs, and fewer for more fuel-efficient sedans and wagons. The fleet-wide averages are improving, in large part thanks to electrification. In 2022, hybrid vehicles made up a record 10% of all production. Electric vehicles made up 7%, a huge leap. Still, American automakers are lagging behind foreign rivals in fuel efficiency, even as the EPA is proposing tougher emissions mandates to come. That's putting pressure on Detroit's Big Three. The Wall Street Journal reports that GM just bought out half of its Buick dealerships because they would not make the investments necessary to sell electric vehicles. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
The CEOs of Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount Global met yesterday and talked about possibly merging. This was first reported by Axios. Warner and Paramount are both media giants. Warner Brothers owns CNN, HBO, Warner Brothers Studio. Paramount also has a Hollywood studio and owns MTV, CBS, Nickelodeon. Should they merge, so would their streaming services. Warner owns Max, Paramount has Paramount Plus. The idea there would be to better compete with rivals like Netflix and Disney Plus. Warner Brothers stock is up 1.5% in pre-market trading. Paramount's is down 0.1%.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
More than 70 million sharks are killed worldwide for their fins each year. Shark fins are considered a delicacy and a status symbol in some places, often used in a soup. The demand for the fins has created a network of illicit trafficking, especially in Peru and Ecuador. The team behind Al Jazeera's investigative documentary program Fault Lines embedded themselves with people trying to stop the shark fin trade. Joining us now is the program's senior correspondent, Josh Rushing. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So you and your team spent time in both Peru and Ecuador for this story. Why did you settle on those countries in particular?
There's actually kind of a loophole that exists there that allows this trade to continue. Ecuador has banned shark fishing except for sharks that are caught accidentally, supposedly, but they can't export the fins from there. Peru, which has colder waters and less sharks in their waters, has left open the legal possibility of shipping fins out, but it is controlled by the government and it's highly structured and licensed. But what ends up happening is the sharks are caught in Ecuadorian waters. They're brought in under the guise of being caught accidentally, but they're brought in just by the tons. The fins are dried in these massive drying operations in places like Manta, Ecuador, and then they're shipped down to Peru, where it's easier to get them shipped out, mostly to Asia, although not always to Asia, we found in our story.
Yeah, you managed to find some shark fins in the U.S. How did you do that?
So we hired a professional wildlife investigator who does undercover work. We took him around to the different Chinatowns in New York City. He found a chef that said, yes, they could do it. But long story short, we were able to go into this back room of this restaurant and have this soup made out of these fins, which, by the way, is terrible. But in the process, we were able to sneak out some of those noodles and get them tested and verified that, yeah, they actually are sharks.
What is the major driver destination market for shark fins?
By far, it's Asia, China being the number one importer. Also popular in other countries like Thailand. Hundreds of years ago, you might have someone of significant status say, bring me, you know, these exotic meats like a heart of a lion or a fin of a shark. But it's grown to be a status symbol that's accessible for kind of the middle class. So at weddings or any big business dinner, you might be looked down upon if you don't have shark fin to serve as an honor.
One of the fishermen you talk to makes the point that, listen, we don't catch that many sharks. It's the big boats, the hundreds of large commercial Chinese fishing vessels off the coast of South America that are responsible for the bulk of the shark catch. Is that true? And can Peru or anybody else do anything about that?
I believe that's true. We stayed out with those shark fishermen and they caught two hammerhead. So they're not really the problem at all. You're right. It's these massive Chinese fleets of hundreds of ships that are taking these sharks out, and they're taking them out at the rate of 100 million a year. It's kind of mind-boggling when you think about sharks are creatures that have been on the planet longer than trees. They've survived every single extinction event, and yet in the last 50 years, their population has dropped by 70%, and that's mostly driven by the value of their fins, which are a status symbol.
Yeah. In investigating this story, did you come across any kind of solution, any steps that could be taken?
So I think part of it is just awareness, to know what this is doing to the shark population in the ocean, to know what that could do to the entire ocean and then to our entire planet. It all depends to work together. And you have some species that are already gone and won't come back because of this. And I think if there was greater awareness, people might have more hesitation about it. On the second side, I think people need to know this tastes like nothing. It doesn't make you more virile. There's no nutritional value to it. This is simply a status symbol that we can chalk up to one of those things in the past that we didn't know better about then, but that we can move on and we can do better in the future.
Josh Rushing is senior correspondent on Al Jazeera's investigative program, Fault Lines. The Shark Fin Hunters is out now. Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.